in Stockton who still doesn't have leave to remain, and who is therefore still going by her pen name, Honey. This poem was written for four friends who have been deported. Magnificent Four, for Elmin, Sophia, Fatma, and Najib, deported friends. Sun, wind, rain, and snow, they are not here anymore. Friends, once made me laugh, were sent back to rough. Sun, wind, rain, and snow, hear me out once more. I cannot help but lament. Please, keep them warm and well fed. I very tentatively explored asking people about their childhoods. I think trying to work on something that might be a happy, a good memory. And it worked surprisingly well. I mean, when people were uneasy with it, I just backed off and didn't pursue it. But I used an exercise I've used for many, many years with all sorts of creative writing groups and workshops with adults and children, asking them to write down sounds. Well, I've used it more with adults, actually. To write down sounds from their childhood and smells and tastes and touches, things that they remember feeling. And this is a poem that I will read in English and then I will read in French that it was first written in, by someone who calls himself Nava in the book, but who now has leave to remain, so as Abdullah, who comes from Guinea in West Africa, and grew up in a city there, and this is what he remembered. The sounds of my childhood. The cock crowing, the shouts of children, the call to prayer from the mosque, the bell rings in the Catholic church. My mother's voice saying to me, get up, it's morning. In the evening, voices from television, radio. The hens arriving back at the house saying, cuckoo, cuckoo. And the pigeons, cuckoo, cuckoo. The women pounding rice or maize in the water. Dogs bark in the night. The noise of the wind in the trees and the rain on the roofs. The noise of the pigeons who woke my mother from sleep. Les sons de mon enfance. Sounds much nicer in French, I think. Le coq chanté. Le cri des enfants. L'appel de la prière à la mosquée. La cloche sonne dans l'église catholique. La voix de ma mère en me disant, lève-toi, il est matin. Le soir, la voix de la télévision, poste de radio. L'arrivée des poulets à la maison en faisant coucou, coucou. Et les pigeons, coucou, coucou. Les femmes pilaient le riz ou le maïs dans le mortier. Les chiens aboient leur